gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome into Fantasy Football University, FFU, coming at you in week eight of the regular season, week eight of the fantasy football season, week eight in every one of your hearts. I am Mr. Bill DeCloussis, and you'll notice that I'm here alone today. This is a very special little recording for everybody. I'm going to be handling this one solo. This is a companion piece to the TikTok live that we did, and we didn't want to leave our YouTube audience short. We didn't want to leave our podcast audience missing anything, so we thought we'd basically give a quick summation of everything we covered in our TikTok live. We basically covered our full week eight preview show on our TikTok live. So Tommy and I are still working out how we want to do our scheduling. So let's just quickly catch everybody up on what we know as of now. We're going to be doing our waiver wire shows the same time that we always do them. They're going to be dropping Tuesday morning. That's going to be available to everybody on everywhere where your podcasts are, YouTube, Apple, Spotify, et cetera, et cetera. And then we really love our live element where we can go live to multiple platforms. We are still experimenting on when we're going to be doing that, but at the very least, we're going to be making sure that we have a recording dropped for podcast and listening and ease of use purposes for everybody. So intro out the way, let's catch everybody up to what we covered on the week eight preview. So obviously this is post the Thursday night game, which was a crazy game. So hopefully everybody who's listening to us had a little bit of Oronde Gadsden going for you, because obviously had a great game, a little bit of Ladidi, Metcalfe, et cetera, and you're Justin Herbert. So this will not be covering that, but it'll be covering every other game and everything that kind of we talked about on the TikTok live. So we're going to be kind of blitzing through this. We're going to be kind of mentioning everything that Tommy and I kind of debated. Obviously, we agree on most of the stuff, but we'll point out the things where we disagreed. So we'll just start right at the top. So the New York Jets at the Cincinnati Bengals. Cincinnati are home favorites, minus 6.5 points. The over-under is 44.5 points. So must starts. Breece Hall, Chase Brown, Ja'Marr Chase, and T. Higgins. Probably starts the Bengals defense. Believe it or not, the Bengals defense is a good probably start in this game, considering the implied points for the Jets. And obviously, it's not going to be Tyrod. It's going to be Justin Fields, and Garrett is out. Other probably start for the Cincinnati Bengals, Joe Flacco, great streamer this week. I'm very excited about him. And obviously, I'm a Jets fan, so I know how bad the Jets defense is. So don't worry. The Bengals are going to win that game handily. So other options here. Tommy identified Mason Taylor as a possible tight end option, even as a possible flex option, just on the idea that he gets targets against the Bengals defense. I think I would rather do anything else considering how bad he's been for the last 2 weeks. So take of that what you will. So I'm not going to go that route. Everybody else for the Jets, just completely stay away from. I know people were excited about some Jets wide receivers. I wasn't, so I would stay away from that. And we already named the players for the Bengals that you should start. Okay, moving on to the next game, the Chicago Bears at the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore are home favorites, minus 1.5 points. The over-under is 44.5 points. So the line obviously shifted massively after I found out that Lamar Jackson is out. So the players that we're going to talk about are significantly different. So Chicago, you're starting DeAndre Swift. You're starting Roma Dunze. Baltimore, you're starting Derrick Henry. Probably starts. We only got one, which is Zay Flowers. Tommy's not as crazy about Zay Flowers, but he does recognize that he is going to be the top option. Make of that what you will, whether it's Cooper Rush. It's probably going to be Cooper Rush for most of the game. I mean, unless he's horrible, then they throw in, you know, Snoop Huntley, whatever his name is. Other options here, we've identified Kyle Manungai as a possibly good play, especially in deeper leagues on Bipocalypse. If you're looking at, if you're starving yourself for a running back too, definitely you could do worse than him. Other options for the at the tight end position, Colson Loveland is perfectly good streaming option if you need it. I am excited by the fact that Kmet is not there, so maybe Loveland can get a chance to finally show what he's capable of. He was a first round pick, so give him a shot. I would stay away from everybody else on the Baltimore side, and that includes Isaiah Likely, who we would have been excited to play in this game if Lamar Jackson was in, but he's not. So then stay away from everybody. Obviously, stay away from Andrews. Moving on, let's go to the next game. We've got the Cleveland Browns at the New England Patriots. New England Patriots minus 7 points at home. The over-under there is 40.5 points. So must starts. The Patriots defense, we've got them as the number one or the number two depending on how you want to deal with the Colts defense this week. And you're starting Drake May, who's been unbelievable so far. Just keep rolling with it. We only got one must start on the Browns. That's Quinshon Judkins. Probably starts Patriots side. Could probably roll with Hunter Henry on tight end week. National tight end week. Tommy was obsessed with that. I think that the whole Patriots pass catching thing is a bit of a crapshoot, whether it's going to be a Diggs week or a Hunter Henry week or a Boutte week. But considering the tight end landscape, Hunter Henry's probably fine. You could roll with it. We have also identified Harold Fannin as a probably start for the Cleveland Browns. He could be good for, especially for the rest of the season, but a lot of this is predicated on the Njoku business. So if Njoku is out, Fannin, I think, is perfectly great. If Njoku is in, I think it caps the upside on both of them. I wouldn't bother with it. So I would keep an eye on that. I think Njoku is going to be out in this game, so you could rock and roll with Harold Fannin. Other options in this game, stay completely away from every other option on the Browns. On the New England side, let's give a special mention to Diggs and Boutte. Like I said, both are probably fine if you want to take that shot. It just matters and if you believe they are going to get the targets and the points in that game. It's a bit of a roulette, in our opinion. I know Tommy is partial to Boutte. A lot of people are partial to Diggs. You guys can make that decision. And the Henderson Stevenson situation. So obviously nobody's going to play Henderson now after what's been going on, but Stevenson, given the landscape and given things, I'd be happy to throw him in there, although not so crazy about it. The starting running back for a team should probably be played, although I guess it depends on if that's what you think that definition is. Not so crazy about it, but again, you could do way worse than him in the current bipocalypse situation. Let's go to the next game. We've got the San Francisco 49ers at the Houston Texans. The Texans are home favorites, -2.5 points. The over under there is 41.5 points. This was a line that we were both surprised by. We thought that maybe San Francisco might be favored, but at the very least, I think it's going to be a bit of a slugfest. So, must starts. We've got Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle, despite the 0 catches in the last game. Probably starts. Given the line, we've got the Texans as a probably start defense. I'm sure they're going to be fine. And given the fact that Nico Collins is out and Christian Kirk is out, you could rock and roll with Dalton Schultz on National Tight End Week. You could roll with him. He's probably a very good play. By the way, I forgot to mention, I'm going to be including all of the must starts and probably starts in a nice list in for our YouTube page. So you could go ahead and check that out in the description if you're interested in that. Okay, other options here. So for the wide receivers for the San Francisco 49ers, if you're going to play one of them, it's probably Jennings, although Tommy would like to mention because Pearsall is out, and because Mac Jones is playing, you could maybe have another shot with Kendrick Bourne. It's up to you. You guys can make that decision. I mean, we had that last week, and it seemed like it wasn't going to work out in a game where it's a slugfest against the Texans. I'm not so crazy about it. He felt higher about it. I think you could probably be okay with Jennings, but honestly, the upside there is capped, so you guys can judge that as you will. On the Texan side, not interested in playing any of the tertiary other options like Higgins or Noel, who are playing wide receiver. But let's do a quick mention of the Chubb and Marks situation. I think Chubb is a full sit, and I also think Marks is a full sit. However, Tommy thinks that Marks is perfectly fine to be played, given the running back landscape. For example, I'd rather play Stevenson than Marks. I think Marks versus Manungai is a very close. I guess I would go Marks there because I'd rather have the quote unquote starting running back ish. Depends on your definitions there. But that's the level of guys that we're talking about. Let's go to the next game. We got the Miami Dolphins at the Atlanta Falcons. The Atlanta Falcons are home favorites, -7 points. The over under is 44.5 points. So must start. We've got the Falcons defense. We also got Bijan Robinson, Drake London, and Kyle Pitts. Was rocking and rolling. Let's go, Kyle. Miami side, one must start. We got Devon Achane. Probably starts. We got one probably start in the whole game, and that's Jaylen Waddle. Notwithstanding his injury situation, I mean, he's always injured, but then he's always playing, and then he always hops out, and then he's always not injured anymore. So let's just move past that. I'm not crazy about the game because their implied points is so low. I'm also not crazy about Tua and the whole Miami situation, although there's trade rumors with him going on. That having been said, considering that Waller's out, Tyreek's gone, like the entire offense is Achane and Waddle. So I really don't know how you sit him, but trepidation we're communicating the trepidation about it. Tommy and I both landed us onto basically you're probably playing them and take your lumps as they are. Other options in this game. So, oh, should have mentioned. So it's not going to be Penix. It's actually going to be Cousins, and the line didn't care. They're it's not like it made that much of a difference. So, we've identified, Algier as a emergency running back play. He could definitely be one of, he's always stealing one of Bijan's touchdowns. So you could roll with him if you absolutely need it. I'm sure he'll get you, 6 to 11 points or so if you need it out of your running back two position. Also on the Falcons side, Tommy identified Darnell Mooney. I'm not as crazy about it because I think he's a bit overrated, but Tommy did mention that. So Kirk Cousins has a nice connection with Darnell Mooney, or at least he did for some games last year. Take of that what you will. I think that there's better shots to be taken, which in games that we'll get to. So you guys can make that decision if you need it. Options on the Miami side, I completely would stay away from every single other person we could mention on the Dolphins. Don't even bother taking that shot. They're a complete dumpster fire as they are. So let's go to the next game. We got the New York Giants at the Philadelphia Eagles. Philadelphia -7.5 points. The over under there is 43.5 points. The Philadelphia Eagles have a lot of implied points and the Giants don't. It has been pointed out to me from the online community and from Tommy that, oh, the Giants were competitive with the Eagles before. Maybe. Vegas seems to think that they're not going to be, but let's just take of it as it is. So because of that, the must starts, you got the Eagles defense. Don't know how you don't play them here when the Giants have 18 implied points. You're playing Saquon Barkley. Hopefully he has a nice bounce back. Because AJ Brown is out, you're rocking and rolling with DeVonta Smith, and of course you're rocking and rolling with Dallas Goedert, especially because of that news. And you're going to play Jalen Hurts. So a lot of must starts for the Eagles. On the Giants side, we got one must start. It's Cam Scadabo, and hopefully he can do his thing where he bashes himself into the end zone and gets himself a touchdown. He might end up having a bad game though, but I don't know how you sit him. Probably starts. We don't have any names for you. So let's talk about some of the other options that we pointed out. So, Wan'Dale Robinson, he's a decent, especially in full PPR. He's a decent PPR guy because he's going to get some targets. He's going to get some work. To some degree, if you believe the Vegas line, maybe his upside is capped a little bit, but he's fine as a shot. I would prefer him than Darnell Mooney, for example. Theo Johnson on National Tight End Day, Tommy identified him. You're perfectly willing to take a shot if you need it. And Tommy also identified, if you really, really, really need a quarterback, Jackson Dart. He doesn't have to do much to become fantasy relevant. We always say for pocket passers, all you need is 250 and two. For running quarterbacks, you need like 170 and one, and then like another 50 rushing yards, and then one, and then you're good. And then you're in the top 12, and then you did your job as a streamer. I think that this might be a game where they finally shut him down. We'll see. We'll see. I'll hold my trepidation. I think that there's better options, like we named before, like Flacco, et cetera. I don't think it's close. Other options on the Eagle side, you don't really need to play anybody else. Everybody else that we mentioned is basically a must start already, so you can move on with that. Next game, we got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the New Orleans Saints. Tampa Bay are road favorites, -3.5 points. The over under there is 46.5. A lot of guys to talk about in this game. Must start. You're playing Rashad White in his last go around as the quote starting running back for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're playing Baker Mayfield. On the Saints side, you are playing Chris Olave, who's been good the last couple of weeks. He's turning those targets into points. Probably starts. You could probably roll with the Buccaneers defense in this one. Not too many implied points for the Saints, but you could probably roll with that. The Ibuka thing we spent some time on talking about. So the Ibuka thing, if you have Ibuka, I got it. You're probably looking to play him. However, me and Tommy both think that this is going to be another bad game from him. He is hobbled from that injury. He didn't look good last week. He probably needs a full another week, and then they got their bye week next week. They're probably going to use him not as crazy as he normally would, especially in the first part of the season. So I got it. If you got him, you're looking to play him. We're making a call that you should sit him if you have him. But I get it. I'll leave him as probably maybe you don't have as good options. You take of that what you will. And we got Cade Otton. I don't know how you sit him. I mean, Cade Otton, like given the Evans thing and given all the targets, he's going to be completely a necessary part of that offense. So Cade Otton's a perfectly good probably start. Now we wanted to point out, we're going to talk about the other options in just a second. Let's just get through this. So the probably starts here. for the Saints. Only got one name here, and that's Alvin Kamara. It hasn't been nice. It hasn't been pretty. But in a week where you got six teams on bye, I don't know how you sit him. So he's a good enough probably start. He'll get you your touches. He'll get you your stuff. Other options here. So top on the list. So if you're not going to play Ibuka, who you can play is Tez Johnson, who I think is a great spot start this week. Again, you judge your options as you have it. He is likely to be getting a lot of targets in a game in which Ibuka's hobbled and Evans is gone and Godwin's out. I mean, you could rock and roll with Tez Johnson. I would stay away from the other Bucks wide receivers, Cam or Shepard, etc. Matez, I think, seems to be the guy there. On the Saints side, I would stay completely away from Johnson, but we did identify Taysom Hill could be a decent long a deep league shot, and the reasoning is because you got Juwan Johnson, who's in and out kind of with injuries. Kendra Miller's the backup running back for Kamara. He's out for the year on IR, and you have the situation where, you know, Rattler's been playing a lot better than we thought, but like this is another week of Taysom getting involved in the offense where there's other trade rumors with Kamara. Like, it seems like Taysom could have, in a game like this, where they're home against a division rival, that Taysom could have a nice, decent day. Maybe get a roll in for a touchdown, could have some touch, do well on the touches that he has. Not saying I would play him over lots of the other guys or Kate Otten, for example, but could be a decent option for pretty big leagues. Let's go to the next game. We got the Tennessee Titans at the Indianapolis Colts. Indianapolis -14.5. The over-under there is 46.5 points. A lot of must starts in this game for the Colts. You're playing the Colts defense, obviously. You could argue if they're the best defense with the Patriots this week or not. You're playing Jonathan Taylor. You're playing Michael Pittman. You're playing Ty Warren. You're playing Daniel Jones, Indiana Jones himself. No must starts for the Titans. And we have absolutely no probably starts for either one of these, because the Colts, you know, you're just going to play them. And the Titans, man, I wouldn't want to play a single one of these Titans. Let's just mention it. Not playing Io Manor, even though I like him. I think he's talented, but it's just a bad team. The whole thing is disgusting. I'm not playing Chika Conquo. There's better tight end options. And I'm not playing Pollard or Spears. I mean, I think that you could, if you want to, I mean, if you absolutely need it, maybe both will get you 8 to 10 points each. But if you're trying to look for more upside, you're not going to find it here. I mean, maybe you're lucky and one of them rolls into the end zone. Good luck predicting who that's going to be. Other options for the Colts. So since Downs is going to be playing, a lot of the people who are excited about Alec Pierce, actually, you know, maybe that upside is capped a little bit. So I'm not so excited to be playing Downs or Pierce in this game, because it could be a game that they just, you know, Jonathan Taylor and Daniel Jones just run it down their throat and they just, you know, win by 50 points and they don't really need to throw that much. So I think the upside there is capped. I'd be trying to look for a bit more upside, for example, in the next game. So let's talk about the next game. We got the Dallas Cowboys at the Denver Broncos. Denver -3.5 points at home. The over-under is 50.5 points. You're going to want a lot of pieces in this game. Must starts for the Cowboys: Javonte Williams, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, Fergalicious himself, Dak Prescott. On the Denver side, you're starting Dobbins, you're starting Sutton, and you're starting Bo Nix. Bo Nix and Dak Prescott might finish as the number one and number two quarterbacks in this game. No probably starts, because all the guys that you were thinking about playing are must starts anyway. But here's the other options. Let's not bury the lead. We've identified Troy Franklin and Marvin Mims both as decent spot starts, the same as Tez Johnson this week. If I'm looking for upside, if I need to get some points, and I'm looking to pick up guys off the waiver wire to do it, Troy Franklin and Marvin Mims are both good options to do it. In a game where the over-under is 50.5 and your implied points total is 27 against the Dallas defense at home, like, rock and roll. Like, you could do way, way, way worse than that. quick mention of RJ Harvey. So we're going to look to see how much more he gets involved towards the latter half of the season. You know, he got a little bit involved in the last game, but it seems to be, you know, they're rolling with Dobbins there. Just keep an eye on it. Harvey could be more valuable as the year goes on. I personally am staying away from Evan Ingram, the slowest man on the planet. But in a game where there's this many points, if you want to go with him, fine. I do think that there's better tight end options personally. So there we go. It's going to be a great game. We got the Green Bay Packers at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Green Bay are the road favorites -3 points. The over under there is 45.5 points. So I talked about this with Tommy. I actually think Pittsburgh wins this game. I think it's going to be a lot of points scored. And I try to get I try to get some pieces if I could. So on the Green Bay side, you're starting Josh Jacobs, you're starting Tucker Kraft. Pittsburgh, you're starting Jalen Warren, and you're starting DK Metcalf. Hopefully he has a nice bounce back. It wasn't the best this past game. Probably starts. We only got two. We got both the quarterbacks are perfectly good streaming options in this game. Aaron Rodgers in a nice revenge game. He has the chance to win a game against every single NFL team if he goes in and tries to win this game, which I think they will. I actually think Pittsburgh wins this game. So I think that's a good bet on your betting platform. We use FanDuel. And Jordan Love is perfectly fine. I got it. It's been like he's had some games where it just wasn't good. I mean, it's been Josh Jacobs just swallowing up every touch. It's a game where both teams are going to have to put up points to win the game, and therefore I think you try to get pieces in that when you do it. Jordan Love is a perfectly good streaming option, perfectly good probably start in this game. Again, judge your options as you have it. We wouldn't recommend him to be played over Dak or Knicks, for example, but you judge your options as you have it. Other options in this game. So quick mention of the Green Bay wide receivers. So now Watson will be back in this game. I'm not sure exactly what his impact is going to be other than to complicate the already complicated wide receiver situation. We've been identifying Golden as being great on the targets that he gets. The problem is he's not getting so many targets. Dobbs has been up and down. He could either have a two or three touchdown game or have absolutely nothing. And a lot of it is because things are just getting swallowed up by Jacobs or, the Packers being good and doing other things, etc. So if you want to take a shot, Golden or Dobbs are both fine. I don't think I like them as much as Franklin or Mims or perhaps Tez Johnson, but both are shots. You could do worse than that. On the excuse me, on the Pittsburgh side, I would completely stay away from the tight ends. You're not going to have a game like you had with Jonnu Smith and Pat Freiermuth as you had last time. I would stay away from them. So don't go with that. There's really nothing else to talk about in this game. Let's get to the final game of the week. We've got the Washington Commanders at the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City are home favorites, minus 11.5 points. The over under there is 47.5 points. So must starts. I mean, you're playing the Chiefs defense, rock and roll. Let's go. They're gonna really beat them up. You're starting Rashee Rice, you're starting Travis Kelce, you're starting Pat Mahomes. Commander side, we don't have any must starts. We'll get to that. Probably starts. This is going to be a game for Isaiah Pacheco, I believe. He's starting to get a consolidation of work in the game. I know, Breshard Smith started to get involved a little bit, but this seems like it's going to be an Isaiah Pacheco game. He's a good probably start in this game, especially where they're this favored at home. You could rock and roll with Isaiah Pacheco, and you could also roll with Xavier Worthy. I got it. It's going to be boom busty type of stuff. That's what you got when you got Worthy, knowing when Rice comes back that this is going to be kind of how it's going to be. But in a game where their implied points total is 29.5, you roll with Xavier Worthy as a probably start. We're going to keep an eye on how things go with Breshard Smith. And also, it should be noted that this is a big trade destination for whatever running backs, like Breece Hall, for example. So we're only talking for this game. Maybe going forward, if they get a running back in there, it completely blows up how we think about that running back room. Anyway, back to the starts. We have no probably starts for Washington. So now let's talk about the other options. So, and I say that because we have a bit of trepidation about some of these, especially on the commander side. So McLaurin is back in this game, and Mariota is starting at quarterback. So it really throws a wrench into how we think about everything. Case in point, you're not playing Zach Ertz because we've been saying Zach Ertz is a must start when Jaden Daniels is the quarterback and when McLaurin is not in the game. Both are not the case now, so you're not playing Zach Ertz. But the question is, how do we handle McLaurin and how do we handle Deebo? This is where we landed. McLaurin, I want to see it from him before I just throw him right in. So to me, he's a full sit, and Tommy basically agreed with that. I got it. A lot of people are looking to play him. They've been excited. No. Try to resist that. The problem is Deebo. So Deebo's had some good stuff with Mariota. He's also had some bad stuff. And the problem is that, this is a game in which they're gonna get destroyed by the Kansas City Chiefs here. So could be good, maybe for game script purposes, but maybe they just can't really do much. So to me, he's a decent enough play. I would rather play him over a lot of like other shots. I mean, we had some interesting start sets about like Deebo versus Tez Johnson or Deebo versus this guy or whatever. He's a decent enough shot. I would lump him in that tier, and it's hard to say for somebody who's been this awesome for this long. It's just a real tough game. So unless you have really better options, I guess you're going to get him in. but you judge your options as you have it. Quick mention of JCM. We've identified him as a full sit for this game. I got it. You might be trying to get him in, but I mean, there's like a lot of guys that would be better. Like, I'd ha be happier playing Stevenson than him. I'd be happier playing Marks than him. It's just gonna be. It's gonna be a difficult game. It's gonna be a difficult game for the Commanders. Really, nobody else to talk about on the Kansas City side. I mean, you're already playing Rushy and Worthy. You're not gonna play Hollywood or Juju. Not in a game like this. So there we go. That is the full slate of games. We wanted to be very quick and give you guys exactly what went over. I mean, we had a whole bunch of starts and sits, and we also addressed some trade offers and stuff on our TikTok live. But I know you guys, like, we had some technical difficulties. We didn't get a chance to go live to everybody. So we're going to work on that going forward. We're very excited to have our audience as we have them. We are growing it. We're actually getting better with all the technological stuff. We're going to be making moves. We had a lot of good stuff coming. But just to reiterate, our next bit of content is, as always, and it will never, ever, ever change. We'll be doing the waiver shows to be dropped on Tuesday morning every single week of the regular season. And we got so many good things planned for you guys. So we're so happy to have you guys with us. And thank you very much for being with us. And you guys know the deal. If you like what we're doing, like, share, and subscribe. It helps us out a lot. We're growing, we're making moves, and we're happy to have you guys with us. So that's it for now. Nice and quick. See you guys later. Thank you.